For most Christians, the fact that there are only four Gospels is taken as, well, gospel. So the announcement by the National Geographic Society that a new, but ancient, gospel has been found is rather startling. Even more so, since the 1,700-year-old writing bears the name of someone you don't think of when you think biblical heroes. It's called the Gospel of Judas.
Unlike the accounts in the canonical Gospels of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, in which Judas is portrayed as a reviled traitor, this newly discovered gospel depicts Judas as a favored disciple, close friend, and acting at Jesus' request when he hands Jesus over to the Roman authorities.
Terry Garcia of the National Geographic Society says this gospel, found in Egypt, may change the way people think about Christianity. Is he right?
We don't have any reason to believe at this point that the writers of this text that are anonymous had any sort of inside information regarding the relationship that existed between Jesus and Judas.
Father Thomas Williams is the Dean of Theology at the Pontifical Athenaeum Regina Apostolorum here in Rome.
This was written a good 100 years after the death of Judas, way outside of the historical frame of reference of his contemporaries.
In fact, the Gospel of Judas is just the latest find of a group of writings from the same period. They're the writings of the Gnostic movement and include such works as the Gospel of Thomas and the Gospel of Mary Magdalene.
Gnosticism predates Christianity. It began, it had roots in Babylonia and Syria and parts of Egypt, and it was syncretistic. It drew on a whole variety of different religious traditions and then incorporated Christian elements afterward.
This doesn't mean that we can actually pick and choose which Gospels to believe. The four canonical Gospels are unique in Christian literature.
Scholars are in basic agreement today that at least three out of four of the canonical Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, were written before the end of the first century. Two, the Gospels of Matthew and John, were written either by those two disciples or someone very, very close to them. Luke had a lot of inside information, many believe, either through Peter or through Mary, Jesus' mother herself, and obviously was traveling around with St. Paul as well. And Mark was a good friend of Peter. So these were all people that were either eyewitnesses or very close to eyewitnesses. When they speak about what Jesus did and what he said, they're writing from the exact same time period. Whereas the Gnostic Gospels, which start appearing in the mid-second century and then go on into the third century, were actually a product of a different movement.
This means that there's a good chance that the Gospel of Judas, just like it did 1,700 years ago, will slip back into obscurity after a moment in the limelight. I'm Charles Collins.